She completely destroyed my car and didn't do anything about it.
A friendship is totaled.
I believe she should be responsible for something and pay for it.
I already felt bad, and I had given her some money for the accident.
Now the truth.
How much money did she send you?
Over what? What money?
Is in for a rough ride.
And what about an $80 check?
I don't know what.
Judge Judy.
I think I should get what I deserve.
I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Valeria Otoya and her mother Carla Delgado are suing Valeria's former friend, 19-year-old Lucia Valle, for totaling her car. Lucia claims she was doing Valeria a favor when the accident occurred.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 87 on the calendar, matter of Otoya, Delgado versus Valle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Your last name is?
Delgado.
Ms. Delgado, you weren't present. You are an owner of the car. Is that why you're here?
Yes.
Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Valeria.
Valeria, this is a friend of yours?
Ex.
And you have a car?
Yes.
You had a car?
Yes.
What kind of car did you have?
2005 Volkswagen Jetta.
And you had insurance on the car?
Yes.
And the car was totaled on what date?
December 27th, 2011.
Tell me about it.
I was on my way to work, and I was on the phone with my boyfriend, and he wanted to take me out, so I didn't want to leave my car at work overnight. Lucy overheard my conversation, so
she was in the car with you?
Oh, no, this was when we were at home. I was on the phone with him, and he was telling me he wanted to take me out that day.
Did you work together?
Well,
how did she find out that you wanted...
Because we lived together at the time. And,
Listen. Valeria?
Yes.
Valeria. We're not understanding each other.
Okay, I was...
You said you were on your way to work, and you were talking to your boyfriend.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was getting ready.
So, I want you to listen to me. Let's come down together, take a breath, and tell me a story once upon a time... And we're going to go to the end, but we're going to do it in order.
Okay.
December 27th, you were?
At home. It was probably 20 minutes before I was going to head over to work.
What time?
Maybe like 4:30.
And your boyfriend wanted to take you out, so you didn't want to be burdened with your car.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave it at work overnight. She overheard my conversation since I was on the phone with him. And then she was like, well, if you want, I can do it, so you don't have to leave it there. And I was like, okay. She's like, I'll just drive there and right back.
So, she took you to work. She was doing you a favor. She was taking you to work so you didn't have the burden of having your car, correct?
Yes.
So she was doing you a favor.
Yes.
Took you to work, dropped you off, and then you had an accident.
Correct.
Tell me about the accident.
Well, Your Honor, we were actually at my house, and we were getting some lunch when she decided, she was like, can you drive my car because I'm going
to
be late
to
work.
Me. I've already come to the conclusion you were doing her a favor,
right,
taking her to work.
Correct.
We're past that. You dropped her off at work. Now you're going to tell me about the accident.
Well, I was on my way back when it was raining with my 9-year-old brother in the car, and I was driving straight when a car was coming onto me.
How did you get your brother in the car?
He was with us grabbing lunch because that's what we were doing.
At home?
No, we were at Chick-fil-A, which was across from her job at the time.
How did you get to Chick-fil-A?
She drove.
Let's start from the beginning. How did you and your 9-year-old brother get into the car to get to Chick-fil-A?
We were leaving.
Leaving where?
From my house that she was living in. And we left, went to grab some lunch. We ran late, so she said, can you take me to work so I'm not late? I said, that's fine. I didn't need to drive her car. I have
fine.
My own
now
car.
Now at least I have a picture of what happened.
I had my own car now, in my driveway.
Just tell me about the accident.
Another car was coming on to me from the opposite lane, so I jerked the wheel so I wouldn't hit that car. When the car in front of me made a sudden stop, I hit it, and next thing you knew, I was in shock, and I was rushed to the ambulance.
Okay. Brother okay?
Thank God he is.
Hey, he's okay.
Yes.
The answer is your brother's okay.
Yes.
Fine. Now, you had insurance on the car?
Yes.
Car had a loan on it?
Yes.
Was the loan paid by the insurance?
Yes.
So tell me what you think she owes you for.
I think she owes me the deductible because that was money that was coming out of my
pocket.
Just
a second. So the insurance paid everything on the loan except for the deductible? How much was the deductible?
$500.
Yes, go ahead.
And the punitive damages?
What kind of punitive damages?
She completely destroyed my car and didn't do anything about it. I believe for once she should be responsible for something and pay for it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Valeria. You're wrong. You ask somebody to do you a favor, which is what she was doing you a favor, taking your car, driving home. There is no question in my mind that she did not intentionally, with her 9-year-old brother in the car, have an automobile accident. Right?
Yes.
She didn't decide to total your car out of vengeance. It was an accident. That's the reason that you have insurance. You have insurance in case of accidents, right?
Yes. But I believe you should still be responsible for what you do.
And well, of course you should be responsible for what you do.
She was living in my
house. Shut up! Of course you should be responsible for what you do. But I don't see why you get punitive damages. For what?
I mean, I had to ask my mom, my boyfriend, my friends for rides for about 3 months.
Man, you shouldn't let anybody else drive your car. Are you being ridiculous? That is ridiculous.
I mean, the insurance didn't cover the money that I had to personally take out of my college funds to buy my brand new car.
Then you don't let anybody drive your car. You don't let anybody ask to do you a favor. That's what you have insurance for. We don't allow people to come in and abuse the court system for nonsense. If you don't want to be responsible for somebody else driving your car, let me tell you something. What can happen is, if she had this accident, and if she injured somebody else seriously or killed somebody else, they would not only come after her, they'd come after you. You're the owner of the car. You gave her permission to drive the car. You would be responsible. And if you had inadequate insurance, they would take your house. And if your mother was co-owner on the car, they would take her house. Then the person standing over there would say that she should have been more responsible with regard to the person she lent her car to. She should have lent her car to a more responsible person.
I mean, she was my best friend, and she drove all the time because she had her own car. She seemed like a pretty fine driver.
I can understand where you say to me she had an accident, and it sounds to me as if she hit the car in front of her from behind, then the accident was deemed to be her fault, correct?
Correct.
So that she should be responsible for the $500 deductible. That seems to me to be fair, right?
Your Honor, she was living in my house for 3 full months after the accident, and she did not decide to sue me until I asked her to move out because I didn't want her there anymore. She was not paying rent after
yes,
the accident.
Was.
She was not even paying rent.
Listen to me. I don't have a counterclaim for rent. If there was an agreement for rent that she wasn't paying, then you should have filed a counterclaim or sued her for the
I
rent.
I told her she could stay at the house after the accident because I already felt bad and I had given her some money for the accident.
I have some stuff right here. All I want you to do is tell me how much money you gave her to compensate her for the $500 deductible.
Is that excluding the rent she didn't pay?
Yes, that's excluding the rent she didn't pay.
$450.
Show me. I see it.
This is what I gave her after I found out she was trying to do something. I paid her the rest in cash.
No, she didn't.
Just a second.
That is a lie.
Shh. How much money did she send you?
Over what? What money?
Did she give you money?
All
no. is not an answer.
The MoneyGram was like $50.
What was it for?
She never really told me.
And what about an $80 check?
I don't know what. She never gave me
a check. It's endorsed by you. So what would she give you $80 for?
Lucy never gave me $80. This is a check from her mom, and this was after we went to the car dealership. And she told me that was for my new, for the down payment that I had to put for my new
car. Well, that's for the car. A mother's not going to give you money for nothing. So far I have 55 and 80.
What's 55? I only got 50.
I thought you told me you didn't get anything.
Well, I mean, that's
now you're going to get nothing.
But I mean, I think I should get what I deserve.
I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, I'm in debt for hospital bills from the accident.
I don't care. That's not my problem.
That's your fault. You crashed it.
1, 2, 3, and you're gone.
For doing you a favor.
I would throw you out anyway. 1, 2, 3, you're gone.
And later today.
What are you kidding me? Says that the police came to your house.
Yes, they did.
Sir, and you said the following to them.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Valeria Otoya.
says former friend Lucia Valle totaled her car. She is suing for her insurance deductible, fees from the accident, and an increased insurance rate.
Now, you're entitled to the $500 deductible on your car. That's what you deserve. Now I'm going to figure out exactly how much you got. You told me you got nothing, but what you got was, so far, $130. She says she gave you $450, but she can only prove these two. Is that right?
Correct. But like I said, the $80 was for my new car with my down payment.
No, it says on the check, car accident, and I find to cover part of the... part of the deductible.
Your Honor, I lost a lot more than she did. I'm in debt for hospital bills from the accident.
I don't care. That's not my problem.
That's your fault. That's you crashed it.
1, 2, 3, and you're gone.
For doing
you a
favor.
I would throw you out anyway. 1, 2, 3, you're gone. All I have before me is the car accident. If you had an accident and you caused the accident, you pay your own insurance bills.
Right.
Okay. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $370. That's all.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
She was like, I just crashed your car. And I was like, is it bad? And she was like, yeah.
I don't think I'm guilty for anything.
I'm very glad it's over. Like, my life is so much better now.
She's just mad because I kicked her out because she was sleeping with my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Completely untrue. She's crazy. Absolutely not.
I know she didn't sleep with any other person.
I'm not mad, and I'm glad she's out of my house, honestly.
You know, it's really funny. She actually slept with my ex-boyfriend, which I don't care because he's my ex.
My daughter was very mad because Valeria was sleeping with her boyfriend.
I've never done anything with her boyfriend. I don't care to.
I just want to move on with my life and get as far as possible from her.
She's just crazy. Like, that's where all her bills come from.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Calasuano versus Wood. Step forward.
Margaret Calasuano is suing car dealership finance manager Robert Wood for defrauding her in a car deal. Robert claims it is Margaret who's running the scam.
Ms. Calasuano, it is your claim that the defendant defrauded you out of a down payment that you made on a car that he was supposed to be procuring for you.
Yes, Your Honor.
You met him where?
I met him through the convenience store that I worked.
He was a patron.
Yes.
Anyway, he got to talking and he said he was in the car business. What way are you in the car business, Mr. Wood?
Ma'am, I've been in the car industry since...
Would you tell me now?
I'm a finance manager.
For whom?
The place has since closed. That was a GM store. It closed during the recession in 2010.
So what do you do now?
I work for a company in Westchester County.
Name?
Acura.
And how long have you worked for Acura?
2 years.
This is what you say happened. Over the course of several months, you gave Mr. Wood money towards a car.
Yes.
He was going to look for a particular car for you. How much money did you give him and over what period?
Starting in March 2011 till about August 2011, I gave him $1,750 altogether.
And you say he defrauded you out of the $1,750.
He hustled me out of it,
yes. He says that you purchased a car and didn't make payments on it. It was repossessed. Is that what your answer was?
Yes, ma'am. That is absolutely correct.
What car did she purchase?
She purchased a 2004 Mitsubishi Endeavor.
Do you have any paperwork on that?
Like I said before, ma'am, the company closed in 2010. She purchased the car in 2008.
No, she says she gave you the money in 2011.
No, ma'am. She purchased the car for me. She drove the car, her and her daughter, for 18 months, and they repossessed the car.
Show me proof, madam, of the dates you signed the paperwork.
This car he's talking about, we're not even talking about that.
I'm talking about it. He's talking about it. He says that that's the car,
The car blew an engine, Your Honor.
Listen to me.
Yep.
How many cars did you purchase from Mr. Wood?
I purchased one and then this one here, which I was purchasing.
So what you're telling me is you met Mr. Wood and you purchased a car from him in 2008. And that's not the car we're talking about. We're talking about a car that you gave him money for in 2011?
Yes.
Did she ever give you money?
No, ma'am.
Did she ever give you money in 2011?
No, ma'am.
Show me proof you gave him money in 2011.
I have a police report here.
Well, I'll look at the police report. That doesn't show me proof. Proof is receipts, a check.
I gave him cash, Your Honor.
Well, that's the problem. What, are you kidding me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Either the officer made up what you said to him, or you're not telling me the truth.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Margaret Calasuano claims car dealership finance manager Robert Wood scammed her in a car deal. She is suing for the return of her down payment.
Mr. Woods, she's furnishing me with a police report that says that the police came to your house.
Yes, they did.
Sir, and you said the following to them. He stated that he knows the complainant and confirmed the arrangement that they had for a car. He stated that this is a somewhat unconventional agreement. However, the complainant has purchased two previous vehicles from him in the same manner. He stated that both the previous occasions had worked out well for everyone. He stated that he did not mean to deprive her of her money, and in fact, he had been turning the money he received to the dealership to hold until she had enough. He stated that he had already requested that they issue a refund check to her, but that since he was aware of domestic problems in her house, he stopped the check and was waiting to see her again to find out how she wanted to proceed. He said he was not avoiding her. He advised me that he will have a refund to her by Wednesday, February 1st, 2012, the latest. You think that this police officer is psychotic? Mr. Woods, this
ma'am,
police officer isn't psychotic.
Your Honor, may I say something?
Yeah, you sure can.
May I speak? She works for the store where all the officers, she's been living there for 30 years. I've been living there for 7 in the same community. 30 years. She works in the store where all the police officers go for their coffee and everything. This particular police came to my house on 2 occasions.
What, did he make up this story? I'm asking you if he may, if, is what you're telling me that this police
ma'am,
officer,
they can,
that
yes,
police
yes, I'm
officer,
saying, I'm saying that story is, yes, ma'am.
No, I didn't say it's made up. I said that the police officer made up the story.
That's
that
a friend
you told
of hers.
Him. Listen to me. Only 2 things. You live in this community. I assume
yes,
you still live
yes.
here, right? In
yes,
Hampton,
I do.
Connecticut.
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I do.
So either you're saying that this police officer made up what you said to him, that you never said any of this
ma'am.
To him. You have 2 choices. Either the officer made that up, Mr. Woods, or...
I never made a statement like that to the officer. No, ma'am, I did not.
Well, then I think that you ought to sue the police department.
I wanted to sue her for harassment.
No, I think you should sue the police department because she's furnishing me with a police report that is clear, concise, gives details about when you'll have a refund check to her. Gives details that you say to him that you understood that there was some domestic things going on in her house, so you decided to give her a check at some other time. This is all, I mean, this is some fantasy this police officer has going on in his head.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
You just gotta love IHOP signature pancakes. New York cheesecake, carrot cake, and delicious pumpkin. Starting at just $4.99. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Woods.
Yes, ma'am.
You can look at me like this all you like, sir.
Okay.
It's a clear case of either the officer made up what you said to him, in which case I think you ought to sue the police department where you live.
Okay.
Or you're not telling me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth, ma'am.
So far, you didn't give me the truth. You didn't give me anything. You said I sold her a car in 2008. You told the police officers that you had 2 prior occasions with her
If you sold somebody a car in 2008, you had a 5-year loan, and they repossessed it in 2 years, would you give... You never give anybody a second chance to make a first impression. She had that car repossessed.
Are you telling me that she never gave you any money in 2011?
No, ma'am.
I don't believe you, Mr. Woods. I actually don't believe you, because I don't believe that this officer, unless he's on some sort of psychotropic drug, would make up a story like this.
What amount of money did he say she gave me? He didn't mention any amount of money. He said, call her, and I called her.
No, that's not what it says here at all.
Well,
it says that you had been turning the money that she was giving to you into the dealership, and the dealership was going to make a refund to her. He stated that he had already requested that they issue a refund check to her.
I never said anything. She told
us for the plaintiff the amount of $17.50. That's all. Go sue the police department where you live, sir. You
may I get
very
a copy
successful.
Of that?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Pardon, excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
and on the next Judge Judy.
She bites down on my arm. I still have the scar.
Can I see it? Is that where she bit you?
Yes, madam.
Step back.
You're a very pretty woman.
You were ahead of the game before that.
Judge Judy.
If somebody repossesses a car, you don't give another person a second chance.
The engine seized up on it, upon which I stopped making payments. I mean, it just makes good common sense.
She said, oh, I didn't pay the payments on the car, and the car was repossessed.
Actually, I only owed them a little amount of money.
You don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
He hustled me.
Unbelievable. I'm crushed.